This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Kids' birthday parties have changed a lot over the years. Many small celebrations have given way to larger, more expensive events with hired entertainment and gift bags. Lots of gift bags. Some parents say they've had enough. They're keeping the party, but saying no to the presents and those goodie bags. From member station WCPN in Cleveland, Mari Saito reports.
When friends and family showed up to Evan Resick's first birthday party bearing gifts a few years ago, his mom, Lottie, decided that she'd made a mistake.
We just got a lot of stuff that I didn't think we needed. And I felt bad because we were trying to include, like, all of our friends and family. But then everyone, I guess, felt the need to bring something.
So now Resick writes, "No presents, please," on invitations to her kids' parties. She's one of a growing number of parents who want the kids' party, but without all the stuff. University of Minnesota family social scientist William Doherty says parents are reacting to what he calls an explosion of pricey birthday extravaganzas, themed events costing hundreds and even thousands of dollars. He helped start the website birthdayswithoutpressure.com.
There seems to be a trend now to simplify birthday parties to make them less of a consumer event.
Some parents take the trend one step further, asking for donations to charity in lieu of gifts. Julie Handley at Wolfson's Children's Hospital in Jacksonville, Florida, is considering changing the hospital's website to better accommodate such donations.
Since January, I have experienced 8 of these parties. And so I am beginning to perceive that there is quite a desire on the parts of families to teach their children about philanthropy.
It's not just children's hospitals that are benefiting. Michael Nelson at the Association of Fundraising Professionals says it's no longer rare to hear of children donating their birthday presents to charity.
No present birthdays. It's certainly a sign that people wanting to get involved and incorporate this with their everyday life and not just have there be a boundary, but sort of be more philanthropic throughout their lives. And we're certainly seeing that across the board and with children in particular.
But not everyone is excited about no present parties for kids. Some think it's just mean. Sherry Foxman at Party411.com, an online party supply and planning company.
I mean, asking someone to come to a party for a child and putting in, you know, please make a donation. I mean, if the child is 12 or 14, I understand, and they get it. But a 4-year-old or 5-year-old, there's nothing like watching them open gifts and get so excited. I mean, that's part of the party.
Happy birthday to you.
On a playground just outside of Cleveland, nearly 2 dozen kids and their parents huddle around a cake in the shape of a train. Parents of partygoers like Gwen Bradley have no presents or donations and are happy about it.
You know, I think it's fun because everyone looks forward and comes to the party then, you know? And then I don't have to stop on the way, and it's kind of nice. Let's be honest.
Birthday boy Evan Resick, who is turning 5, doesn't seem to notice the lack of presents. He's too busy blowing up balloons and playing on the slide. Scott Mahan asks his son Connor what he thinks.
Yeah. Connor, what would you think of a party with no presents?
Blah, 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 blah.
There you have.
You can translate.
With that response, Scott Mahan says it's unlikely he'll be joining the trend anytime soon. For NPR News, I'm Mari Saito in Cleveland.